An arrest warrant sweep netted 61 arrests last month, according to the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports on Operation Smoking Gun, announced Monday by Sheriff David Morgan.
On any given day, the Escambia County Sheriff's Office deals with roughly 25,000 outstanding warrants. But Morgan says that's down from the 34,000 that he inherited when he took office in 2009.
The Escambia County Sheriff's Office is proud to announce the first of many operations that we're going to be doing here over the next several years in Escambia County to try to close the loop on some things that have been longstanding problems.
The week-long sweep produced the suspects who were named in 76 warrants. The charges span across the felony spectrum, but Morgan says the most common is violation of probation or parole.
Some of the felons that were arrested were in possession of drugs. That tends to typically be the crime in Escambia County, and by that I mean it's very transient. They will hit all areas. You know, back during my first term in office, we arrested folks in Perdido Key that were out of Century, you know, selling drugs. So again, that's the nature of the crime here. It's not a geographic thing.
Morgan added that the operation also led to information about a pretty sizable burglary ring in the county.
The operation was a good success. We've done it many times over. It always works out to our benefit.
Sergeant David Brown heads up the ECSO's intelligence unit. He says 10 arrests have been made in connection with the ring, and the investigation continues.
We ended up making collateral arrests that led to solving approximately 30 residential burglaries. And according to one of the individuals that made the confession, upwards of 100 vehicle thefts. One of those included the theft of a local ATF agent, and we were able to recover that vehicle and four others. Three stolen guns, one that was used in the crime the day before we recovered it.
The suspects in the warrant roundup are both men and women. They're white, African-American, Hispanic, and Asian, and range in age from 18 to 67. The sheriff's office did not go it alone. It received assistance from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, Florida Department of Corrections, and the U.S. Marshals Service, represented by Dominic Guadagnoli.
You'll never clear 25,000, but whatever little we can keep reducing and maybe get the message out to the streets with the local county here and all the incidents that seem to be occurring more and more and the violent crime, that maybe we can just quell it a little bit, and every little bit will help.
No particular area or neighborhood was targeted by Operation Smoking Gun. Escambia Sheriff David Morgan says they did benefit from information gleaned from a number of other sources.
Actually, in this specific area, we got some Crime Stoppers tips as we were going on. And again, we have now 117 neighborhood watches in Escambia County. So we have a pretty good informational loop throughout the county. We'll be up to 118, I think, this week or next week. Perdido Keys starting another neighborhood watch.
And Morgan says heading into 2014, more such operations are planned as part of what he calls a consistent approach to law enforcement.
We're starting a process we believe that will show, hopefully over the next year, some reductions. Consistency is a key. You're going to see that with prostitution, drugs, again, outstanding warrant, sweeps, etc. And again, we'll unfortunately tell you after the fact because we have operational security concerns. You know, we cannot tell you beforehand.
Without that consistency, he says any great program started would become just a flash in the pan. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.